Keep right on the firing line, won't we? Amen. Well, isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? Did you ever hear anything to beat what we heard last night? It's honeymoon time. Isn't it going home? Don't it make you homesick? Don't it really make you homesick? What a time we're living in. What a glorious time it is to be a believer. What a perilous time it is out in the world, but what a glorious time it is to be a believer in what God's done in the earth. Are you glad you're identified with it? Are you glad you're part of it? Are you glad to be included in God's economy? Give Him a good hand clap of praise if you love Him with all your heart. Give me a verse of that. Give me another verse of that, buddy. Let's sing about keeping on the firing line, if you will. One more time.
God will only use a soldier He can trust.
Yes, He will.
Keep on the firing line. Just
play it, boys.
If you wear a crown and bear the cross, you must keep on the firing line. Life is but delay for my Master.
Thank you, Lord.
Then you see.
If you love Him with all your heart this morning. Amen. You know, there's a lot of excitement going around in the world over college football and professional football and all kinds of sporting events, all kinds of things going on. There ain't nobody ought to be as excited as you and me, though. There ain't nobody in this world as excited as the bride of Jesus Christ. You've got a ticket out of this world. You've got an affidavit with your name on it that's done been signed by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You're going to be sitting at a banquet table, and the marriage supper of the Lamb is going to include you. Are you glad about it? Are you glad about it? Does it mean more than anything in the world to you? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, it's a great invitation. You can be seated for just a little bit while we look at our prayer request this morning. Sister Linda Jablonski wants to praise the Lord for sparing them from a very serious traffic accident last night. The mercy of the Lord was just extended to her and Brother Eddie, and they want to just praise the Lord. And we thank God for watching over them and being with them. God is so mindful of us. We certainly thank Him for that this morning. Tanya Van Logrenberg says, I have to ask on behalf of two brothers if the church would please pray for special needs in both of these situations. Only God can help them. They will appreciate it very much for two very serious problems that's going on in their lives. So we just commit that unto the Lord. Ask God to be mindful. Donna Susong says to please pray for Pastor Homer Blanket. He is feeling very sickly this morning, very weak. We are faithful streamers. God bless you, everyone there at Happy Valley. So we just commit Brother Homer, all those folks in that part of the country, to the hand of the Lord, that He'd just be mindful of them. Have a thank you note from the Lawrence family. And as you know, they suffered a tragic loss this past week. And we want Brother Lewis and Sister Linda to know that we're here for them. as a body, we are here for them, and we're going to be praying for them. We're going to continue to hold them up. Also, the Torres family, their loss of Brother Charlie, that spot right there will never be the same. Boys, honor where you're sitting this morning. There was a great man sitting in that seat, Brother Charlie Torres. So we certainly want to pray for these folks that have lost loved ones in the last few weeks, that the Lord would just continue to be with them. To the wonderful body of Christ at Happy Valley Church, thank you so much for all your support, the food, the flowers, the offerings, the prayers, and the love at this time of devastation. We truly could not have faced this without your wonderful love. Please continue to pray for us. God bless you, the Lawrence family. Well, we're here for them, aren't we? Yeah. Amen. Amen. You have an unspoken prayer request this morning, something you'd like for this group to pray about. Do you believe we're serving a prayer answering God? Yes. Brother Daniel, if you'll come this morning, take us to the Lord in prayer. We'll just commit these things unto the Lord. While he's coming, let me make these announcements real quick. We want to welcome Paul and Elaine Clausen from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Where will those folks be? Would you just raise your hand? Wherever you're at this morning, where are they? Somebody help me find them. God bless you. We're so glad to have you. Give them a nice hand this morning. Praise the Lord. Any other visitor that we have in the assembly this morning, God bless you. We want to welcome you to the service. There's a sign-up sheet in the library if you would like to help filling the baskets for they're going to give to the needy. They just need some help doing that. If you can make yourself available for that, they would certainly appreciate it. And then the church directory, if you've moved here, if there have been changes in your family additions, etc., if your phone number's changed, you need to take care of that by today. This will be the last weekend to do that, so remember that if you need to make changes to the church directory. Also, this right here, a DVD and a book. We have put Brother Donnie's service on water baptism and the book by Brother Tim Pruitt, The Name Above All Names, together for a witnessing tool. If anyone needs them for a friend or family member, they have these available for you. Over, you only got four left? $4. They're $4. Their cost is $4. You do have more than four left. Okay, so $4 for that. So it's a great buy. And I just, I appreciate being baptized in the name of the Lord, don't you? Water baptism is... To know the truth of that, that's a great, great revelation. And I certainly appreciate it, don't you? Yes, amen. Well, we appreciate this little fellow that's coming to take us to the Lord too, don't we? Yes. Brother Daniel Lundy, give him a nice hand as we stand this morning. God bless you, buddy.
Amen. Good to be in the house of God this morning. Amen. Last night, I went to the doctor Friday, and they had to work on my trach a little bit, and I was coughing so bad, I just didn't think I could make it last night. And I didn't think I was going to make it this morning, but I decided that I was going to give the devil a black eye. So I came anyhow. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I did listen to it on the internet, and Brother Donnie, I tell you what, he never will cease to amaze me. I know it's not him. I know it's the man that's inside of him. But I praise God for that man that's in the man. Amen. Praise God. I want you to read something. By the way, I want you to remember my daughter. She's in the hospital with the acute. Can you think of it? Ask me at the church and I'll tell you. My memory goes blank sometimes. But I want you to read something before we pray. It says, a man purchased a new watch, and he asked the jewelry the best time to wind it so they would keep perfect time. He explained that it is best to wind in the morning. They might have a strong spring to withstand the shock of the day. At night, when you're laying down, it's quiet, and it's usually on the table, it does not need the power, which it does during the busy daylight hour. And I was thinking spiritually, how we can apply that to our life. You know, in the morning when we get up, we always start out praising God. We always start out in prayer. Amen. It just gives you something, keeps you going all day long. Amen. Let's try and do that, and I'm sure that God will bless you for you. Let's take these needs of God in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, what honor it is to be in your house today. What honor it is to be with the saints, Heavenly Father. Lord God, that there's treasures laid up for us in heaven that moth nor rust cannot corrupt. We know, God, that you said that you'll just go with us and keep us in this hour. And God, the things that we've been hearing from behind the pulpit, God, how we praise you for it, Lord. How we thank you, God, for the hour that we're living in. And Heavenly Father, we just pray that you bless the service today. And God, we bring the needs, the requests of the people before your throne. God, we pray that you'll heal everyone that's sick, that you'll save our lost loved ones. And God, we just pray that you'll bless our pastor, Brother Donnie, as he brings forth the word. God, those by way of in there, we pray that you'll be with them. And God, the visitors that's in our service today, we just pray that you'll bless them in a special way. Now, God, we commit this service completely into your hands and pray that you'll have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. As we said a little bit ago, if you're a visitor, God bless you. We're so glad to have you. All of our streamers, we want to say God bless our streamers today. Pray the service will be a great blessing to them. Can we say it together? God bless our streamers. God bless our streamers. Give them a nice hand if you would this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've been reading in the book of Joshua, his commission was to be bold, be strong, be very courageous, because I'm with you. And I'm going to say this to us today, be bold, be strong, be very courageous, because greater is he that's with us than he that's with them in the world. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Are you glad to be on the winning team? Are you glad you're a winner? Are you glad you've got a captain that's never tasted defeat? Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's sing you this morning. Be bold, be strong. Is Brother Joel Brown in the house this morning? Where's he at? Get up here, buddy. You help us sing this song. We love this guy right here, don't we? Amen. Amen. Let's sing it. Play a little bit of it, brothers, and then we'll sing it. Sing like you're a victor today. Joel, you better do your verse one more time. It's time to get ready, church. Honeymoon time is here. We're getting ready to leave this world. The Egyptians, they were so eager to see those Israelites leave. They give them all the gold ornaments they wanted. Give them all the pots they can handle. Give them everything. Said, just get out of here. The devil hates us today. He so despises what you believe today. It's going to be good riddance when we leave this old place. It's going to be good riddance. And the world will be glad to see us gone, and they won't be near as happy as we will because we're leaving. We're leaving. Somebody say, I'm leaving. Somebody say, I'm leaving. Somebody say, I'm getting ready to get out of here. Sing it for me, buddy.
Run into the camp. Tell everybody, get ready. Hey, get ready. Now run into the camp. Tell everybody that you know you better get ready. Take this land.
Brother Joel, praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Well, you're just singing so good this morning. I believe you believe what you're singing about. Amen. You can be seated. Sister Anna, if you'll come today, give us a song. We'll go right on into the service. Certainly appreciate Sister Anna. Give her a nice hand as she comes to sing for you today.
Smile I need. try to fill my cup, but I have found, sweet Lord, that you're my enough. So I'm staying close to you. You hold me to your side, my Father, the joy of my life. And may yours be the only smile I need to see. And may
today, or song, I'd like for him to sing it before Brother Donnie comes out. We certainly want to pray for our pastor today. The Lord will just give him strength in his body. He's feeling better. Just want to really continue to pray for him. I know we've got something great that's going to be put on the table for us to eat today. Do you believe that? Let's stand as Brother Harry leads us in this song, if you would, this morning.
Brother Louie wanted us to sing this song we sang last Sunday. Healing is here.
Amen.
Y'all help me.
Healing is here. Healing is here.
Thank you, Father.
Healing is here.
Oh, yes, it is.
And I receive it. Oh, healing is here.
Oh, sing it, church. Sing it.
Healing is here. Healing is here. Lord. when I believe it, I reach my hands to the heavens.
Oh, yes, we do, Lord.
Lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my
healer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I trust in
trust in him today. Amen. We not only believe him, but we receive what he has. Wouldn't do one bit of good at all if this whole building was full of healing, deliverance, peace, power, salvation, all that. Wouldn't do you 1 ounce of good if you won't receive it. A pardon can only be received as a pardon, of course, when it's received by you as an individual. No matter how much the governor would sign or the president, whoever, that you're free from this and that and the other till you receive it, won't do you one bit of good. I don't know about you, why I want everything that's got my name on it. Amen. Let's read today, if you would, the Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 11 through verses 13. I'd like to look today again at the honeymoon of the bride and the groom. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field. Let us lodge in the villages. Let us get up early to the vineyards. Let us see if the vine flourishes, whether the tender grape appear and the pomegranates bud forth. There will I give thee my loves. The mandrakes give a smell, and at our gates are all manner of pleasant fruits, new and old, which I have laid up for thee, O my beloved. Let me read also to you question and answers that we read last night. They've asked Brother Branham about the millennium, what's going to be going on in the millennium. Will there be sin on earth during that time? No, there will not be sin on earth. Satan is bound. And there will there be people, two-part question, will there be people on the earth in corporal bodies during that time? Yes, sir. We will have our glorified body. Now notice what they're asking. They said, will there be people on the earth in corporal bodies? Yes, sir. We will have our glorified body right here on earth. Eating, drinking, building houses, and living just like we do now for 1,000 years. It's the honeymoon of the bride and groom. Let's give everything we've got away and let's go. Let's just give up everything. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, what great promises lay before us as the people of God. We are so thankful, Father, that you have called us to yourself and allowed us to be partakers of these great heavenly things. My God, we ask that you would help us today as we endeavor to look into our future for that which you have laid in store for those who love you. I pray, God, that your anointing would come and help me. But Lord, may you also help the people. An anointed hearer is such a different hearer than one who sits carnally and intellectually. So may the Spirit of God anoint our hearts, not just so much our ears, but our hearts to be able to hear and receive your word. We commit it to you today, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. As in any honeymoon, no matter where you went on yours, whether it was the Caribbean islands or Gatlinburg or wherever you went, and Carol didn't have a honeymoon. We got married on Sunday evening, went to church on Sunday night, back to work on Monday. So we're still waiting for our honeymoon. We'll resume it in the millennium, I suppose. But wherever you went on your millennium honeymoon, you're in type, everybody that was around you wasn't getting married or had just gotten married. There was people there waiting on you in the restaurant. There was people in the rooms coming, making your beds and things like that, taking care of your room. So everybody in your honeymoon was not bride and groom. You were the bride and groom, and it was your honeymoon. But there were other people there that was doing things to, let's say it this way, make your honeymoon a little bit more pleasant. Wouldn't have been much of a honeymoon if you'd been having to go out there and sweep the floors and, you know, wash the dishes and do this and that and the other. So there were people there that were part of your honeymoon, and they were doing a lot of things around you to make it more enjoyable for you. So will it be in the honeymoon of the bride and the groom. Everybody that will be in the millennium will not be bride. Everybody that will be in the millennium will not be part of the bridegroom. There will be Israel as a nation, and they will be the prevalent nation on the face of the earth. But yet there will be other nations as well. They will actually be doing different types of service. We'll get to it, maybe not today, but maybe next time, for the children of Israel. They will be exalted again as a nation. The 12 tribes will be restored in tribal order. Amen. They will be the priest, actually, of the Millennium Temple. And they will have a great position, yet they will not be bride. And you, the Gentile believers and the elect of the Old Testament, all those that will be resurrected, and that resurrection will be those who are going to be in glorified bodies. As a matter of fact, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Job, and Jeremiah, the elect of the Old Testament that were raised in Matthew 27:53, they have already entered into their glorified bodies. They can appear, disappear, walk through walls, and so on. Because their bodies are no longer made out of molecules in the way as we know them. So in the millennium, the elect of God, along with, of course, the Lord Jesus, we will be living in glorified bodies, human looking hair, human looking eyes, fingers, will not be angels, fingers, toes, arms, all of that, like human beings, but glorified. Amen. 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 By the grace of God, God will have brought us to that final stage, our third stage, which brings us to perfection. Now, let us look this morning, if we can, first of all, at the body of the Lord Jesus after His resurrection. And it'll give us a little idea of what we're headed for real shortly now. John chapter 20, verse 18. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that He had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, which was Sunday. Which is what day this is, right? Well, it might be a good day for Jesus to come among us, you reckon? Being the first day of the week, now notice what John emphasizes when the doors were shut. Where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. Amen. Their houses were not made of sheetrock. It was not made of vinyl siding. They were made of solid stone. Their doors would have been real heavy wood. All the doors were shut. All the windows, we would believe, were so small a human could not get through them. The doors were shut and fastened. And all of a sudden, here appears the glorified body of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Came Jesus and stood in the midst and says unto them, peace be unto you. When He had so said, He showed unto them His hands and His side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when He had said this, He breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. Whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. Ain't that the way it goes? You miss one service to go to Dollywood and Jesus shows up. But I'm so glad Jesus is faithful. The other disciples therefore saith unto Him, we've seen the Lord. But He said unto them, except I shall see His hands, the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into His side, I will not believe. Now if that had been us, we'd said, suit yourself, Thomas, go on to hell. But you see, Thomas, his name is on the book of life, even though he needed a little extra help. Notice in verse 26, and after 8 days, again his disciples were within,
and Thomas with them. Thomas decided, since he'd missed and went to Dollywood, he might ought to come to church more faithful. So Thomas said, when y'all have a meeting again, I'm going to be there. And Thomas with them, then came Jesus. Notice why John emphasizes again. The doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Praise the Lord. My Lord and my God. Not one of my lords or not one of my gods, but my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Now I'm going to read about you. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Praise be to God. I was not there, nor were you there, but I believe it. I believe he lived and died and rose again. Praise be to God. Notice how John now ends this setting. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples. Brother Trey, I wondered and pondered and thought about it. What was he doing amongst them? Now remember, he had a body which could go to heaven and yet come back to earth. So he had a body which could span both dimensions in time and would be able to be touched and actually appear and walk through a wall, walk through a door without it being open. And yet Thomas would be able to take his finger and actually come over into the wounds, as one of the other writers places it, and put his hand into the side. And yet the Lord Jesus was able to go back and forth from heaven to earth. Wonder where he was these 8 days in between church time. Notice then, John said, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Now, it was a body that was very similar to the bodies that we have now, yet very, very different, in that it could pass through a solid stone wall. And notice, again, if you'll watch how that John, when he places it, he had signifies that the doors being shut, the walls, of course, to a Middle Eastern person, they would know their walls were minimum, or their windows, rather, were minimum, and their doors were minimum. So to say that the door was shut was to say that the entire house was secure. But Jesus didn't need an open door. Notice now, he not only could walk through walls, but he could also appear and disappear in a moment of time. Luke 24:13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. Now notice this. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. So here they're going along. I mean, oh, they were so sad and so tore up, and we would have been as well. But all of a sudden, Jesus kind of steps out of the bush, and they're walking along and just going along talking, and the Lord Jesus just comes right up. And they turn around and look at him. Hello, how are you? And they look right at him. And they did not know him because their eyes were holding that they wouldn't see who he was. Now, notice in verse 28, and they drew nigh unto the village to spare time. You can read it when you get home, the rest of it. Whether they went, he made as though he would have gone further. He's done me that way a few times. Has he ever done you that way? Act like that he wasn't going to stop your way, or act like that he was going to kind of pass you by. Actually, all he's wanting you to do is press the matter. Now, you may feel like today that Jesus is acting as if though he's going to go on, but you just kind of pick on his shoulder and say, no, sir, you ain't leaving me. You're here with me. I need you like never before. You ain't going nowhere, Lord Jesus. I need your help. I need your healing or deliverance, whatever it is. As they drew nigh unto the village, whither they went, he made as though he would have gone further. Now, can you imagine? Here is the Lord Jesus in a glorified body. And yet there's no rays of light coming from the body. There's no light meters that are streaming out of his eyes. Every time he opened his mouth, and if you read this, you know that he began there and began to take in the scripture and use the scripture and talk of himself. So he was talking the whole time. They saw no light going out of his mouth, no lightning coming out of his eyes, no thunderbolts was coming. It was a glorified body, but yet it was so much human looking that they couldn't tell the difference between him and any other ordinary human being. Praise be to God. But they constrained him. Now that's what he wants. They constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened. And they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. So he takes the bread and blesses it, hands it to them, and when he does, their spiritual eyesight comes open and they recognize it's Jesus. It's Jesus. And here they are sitting looking at him. He just goes, and the bread hits the table. And they hit the road. They returned to Jerusalem. I guarantee you one thing, they wasn't going in first gear neither. You imagine they were running wide open, one trying to outrun the other. I'm telling it first. No, you ain't. I'm telling it first. And they're running, running, running. Oh, hallelujah. Notice in verse 36, they go back until they find the 11. The 11 are closed up in the house because the scripture said the Jews were after them and the doors were shut. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified. Don't judge them too bad. I guarantee you one thing, we'd be in the same shape. We've been grabbing for Xanax and Tylenol PM and Advil PM and everything in the world, I imagine. Terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? Why do you thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet. It is myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones. And amazing, he didn't say flesh and blood. Flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy. Wow. They were so joyful. They just couldn't believe it. You've had things that happen to you that way. It's just so wonderful. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Well, that's the way they were. They were just so elated. And they were so overwhelmed that they could not believe. They just had so much joy. it true? Is it true? So Jesus asked them a deep, profound question. Have you here any meat? Now, meat to the Hebrew was not lamb, cow, sheep. Meat was sustenance, something to eat. It could have been bread, could have been various things. They called it all meat. And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish. Amen. And of a honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. Praise be to God. So a glorified human body can eat. But a theophany doesn't. But a theophany in a man could. Because that's the way Abraham entertained Elohim. So when a theophany steps into a creation of 16 human elements, that embodies it to partake of natural sustenance. This is the type of bodies that saints will have in the millennium. We will eat and drink and build houses and live and enjoy life. Notice 1 John chapter 3 verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, don't misunderstand me when I say this, but God held back the revelation from St. John the Divine to be able to see exactly what we would be like. But God allowed our prophet messenger to go beyond the curtain of time and to allow us to get a view of ourselves. Praise be to God. Notice this, in Abraham, the prophet said, everything is in a trinity. We're in a trinity. We have a mortal body, a glorified, a celestial body, and then a glorified body. Three stages bring us back to our perfection again, like in Eden. I love those last few words there. Three stages brings us back. Bring us back. Bring us back. Bring us back. Amen. Why are you going back? Because a part of you was there. You was part of the thoughts and the attributes of God. It will bring you back to that which you bypassed to come here to be tested. Notice in the adoption, the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first. These celestial bodies come down and put on earthly glorified bodies. Now he's talking about, this is after he's had the visitation now beyond the curtain of time. The celestial bodies will come down and put on earthly glorified bodies. And we which are alive and remain shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And the saints said, amen. Who is Melchizedek? Therefore, the theophany, if you have died and entered into that theophany, what happens? The theophany comes to the earth. The coming of the Lord is not just the coming of the Lord. It's you coming too. Praise God. If you are here and alive, he will bring you with him. Praise be to God. Those that are alive and remaining will not have yet entered into their theophany body. So he will bring your theophany with him. those that have already entered into their theophany by you, I'm saying the seed gene of God, the soul, the nature of God, it leaves this body and goes into that theophany. There you wait in the sixth dimension. But if you are here and alive, you are still holding that gene in this mortal realm. So therefore, he will bring two types of people with him when he comes. He will bring those who have entered into the theophany, and he will bring your theophany, so you and you and you can all get together to make one. Oh, glory to God. What awaits us children is the people of God. Amen. The theophany comes to the earth to pick up the redeemed body. So if you are here, oh, blessed be the Lord. And whenever the change comes, what's going to happen? Two things. Your theophany, amen, will be able to enter into this glorified body. I know I'll have to be changed. I know you've got to be changed. But when we are, it will make this place a habitation with the attribute of God, which should have been there in the beginning. I should have come the direct route, the attribute of God, the theophany, the glorified body. But Adam throwed me into this bypass called time. I come from the mind of God, born of a man and woman, yet the seed of God landed down inside of my soul. I recognized the word of God was evil food, and when I did, I heard from my theophany in another realm. I have been living under that influence ever since, but I'm longing to get together with me. I want to reconnect with me again. Hallelujah. That part of me which is the Word. The theophany comes to the earth to pick up the redeemed body. If you're here in the air, you take the body to meet. Hello. Well, you look like me. No, you look like me. Well, we must be each other then. Lord have mercy. Oh, Jesus. If you're here in the air, you, notice how he separates you from the body. You who? You, the seed of God. You, the attribute of God. You, the chosen of God. Take the body to meet the theophany. There you are, caught up, and go to meet the Lord in the air. Then you enter into a body which is no longer part of the physical universe. Blessed Lord God. You have now entered into a body which is changeless, timeless, eternal. That body will allow you to go straight from the meeting in the air to heaven, where you will be for 3.5 years. That same body has the ability to transcend time, atoms, molecules, light, all that. Also touch both worlds, and you will come from heaven at the marriage supper of the Lamb is over. You will come with him when he stands on the Mount of Olives and his feet cleaves, amen. The mountain cleaves under his feet. And Zechariah said, the Lord my God shall come and 10,000s of his saints. You'll not need another body because your body will be like his. So you can go to heaven in that body. You can go to the earth in that body. At the end of the millennium, you can go back to heaven in that body. And when the city comes down from God out of heaven, you'll come back down out of heaven with that same body. The prophet said when Jesus was coming to the room through a stone wall, the doors being shut, and stood there, actually had his glorified body and eat flesh. Hallelujah, glory. You talk about a space age. The church is fixing to take one fast. brother, sister, we won't need to go down to Cape Canaveral to make a launch. Amen. God's working on your launch pad right here this morning. God is working on your launch pad by getting your soul submissive to the Word of God. I don't care if you're in Zimbabwe or Kenya or Johnson City or wherever you are. When that comes, all of a sudden the surge of the Holy Ghost will come into your body and you will rise up and take your body to meet your theophany. Einstein proved it when he was here. That if you get two objects moving fast enough, that they could meet one another and pass right through each other and never even stop or never have a collision. Don't try that in your car. You moved into another dimension. Notice this in the uncertain sound. The prophet refers to this prior to this quote here. We can think of 50 miles an hour. Or he said 100 miles an hour. 2,000 miles an hour. Or 10,000 miles an hour. That don't even start when you think of eternity. How fast Jesus, after he had been glorified. Listen to this now. After he had been glorified and received his glorified body. Raised up from the dead. Ascended on high to the Father. Come back. In a few seconds. Come back in a few seconds later with such terrific speed that he come right in before the disciples through a wall and never even moved the wall. And yet with a body that could stand there, eat fish and bread, that speed coming through. I love the way he brings this on down. And he can come all the way from glory to your heart as quick as you can think about him. As quick as you can think about him, quick as you can confess wrong, he can run the devil out and bring himself in. Amen. Just as fast as you can have faith to believe it. Oh, you don't have to come to the altar and beg God and beg God and do penance and repent and repent and repent. As fast as you can think it, he's there. Amen. As fast as you believe his word, your healing can manifest itself. Our bodies will no longer be debilitated by sin. Acts chapter 1 verse 6, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? He said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. You shall receive power. Here's your kingdom. Dunamis. Dynamite. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. That's a prefigure of you. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into the heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall also come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Oh, I can't wait. You imagine the devil been laying a trap for some of you all for weeks on end, maybe months or maybe even years. And he decides he's going to spring it on the 13th day of December, 8 o'clock in the morning, is when it's going to all come together. But instead, on that same morning at 7:59, praise God. Jesus says, you know what, children? This place is so bad for y'all. I can't stand it no more. You realize every day we live in this hell, it's becoming more unfitted for us to live here. I don't pray God will take the darkness away no more. I don't pray God will take the sin away no more. I say whatever it takes to get us out of here, bring it on. Whatever has to happen, however dark it has to get, may it happen so we can leave this place. Notice in 1 Corinthians 15:51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Now the dead that are gone on need a change as well. Because they will come from the sixth dimension, see Gene inside the theophany. But they're not done yet. They need a fish-eating body. Glory be to God. Can you imagine the Lord Jesus working all this out? So here will come thousands times thousands or maybe millions, whatever it is, theophanies loosed out from under the altar of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then those of us which are alive and remain. Then that will set in motion. And the Spirit of God, by creative power, will go to calling bodies from the earth. Dust, mere dust, and giving them, departing to them eternal qualities. If you call man from the dust of the earth in the beginning, can he recall him again in the last day? For the trumpet shall sound. Notice in verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, which is not Donald. For the trumpet shall sound. Some folks are more interested in Mr. Trump than they are this trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on. You imagine right in the face of death, and all of a sudden, whoosh, your gray hairs, your false teeth, they're not changed to eternal teeth now. Oh, my glasses, don't worry about them. You won't need them nor your contacts. Praise God. All of a sudden, a sweep goes over you. A sweep goes over you. And it, where it begins in your toes or your tips or your fingers or the top of your head, in a moment, you are changed. You were standing there 5 minutes ago with cancer in your body. You were standing there aching with pain and burden with such stuff. Whatever more you was going through life, and all of a sudden, and you're standing there looking with eternal eyeballs. Praise be to God. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on where is it putting it on? It's putting it on you. What's putting something on? The you, the seed of God. Right now you've got your head behind corruption, this old vile body. But one day you're going to change clothes. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Now you explain to me why the Lord Jesus didn't fulfill that. Why would he leave this portion of scripture to be fulfilled by his sweetheart? He could have fulfilled it. He Lincoln inspired Paul to say, it's already fulfilled, Paul. But Paul said, saints, when you all experience this change, this day, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. It was not done when Jesus raised from the dead. It was not done when Abraham raised from the dead. But it will be done when we are raised from the dead. Praise be to God. Philippians 3:20, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine people on the seventh church age talking eighth day talk? There you are, the seven and the eighth again. Here you are down in time, and yet Paul says our conversation is already in heaven. Praise be to God. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his own glory? So notice, you go from vile to glorious in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Oh, praise God. Forget the plastic surgery. Forget all the wrinkle-free creams and the treatments. Right here is what they've been looking for thousands of years. Ponce de Leon looking for the Fountain of Youth, and Maybelline and all the rest of the cosmetic places. Boy, if they could tap into this, you don't tap into it with makeup. You tap into it by getting rid of your makeup. That's right. You don't come by exterior. It must be something from within you, that you will be changed in a moment. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Don't you know what he's doing? He's going to prove to death all over the world. Black bodies, white bodies, Chinese bodies, Japanese bodies. All of a sudden, the Lord Jesus, in one universal sweep, will say, hey, death, watch this. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All of a sudden, 80-year-old men, 90-year-old women, whatever more, every one of them around the globe that are part of this word, back to 20 years old. Bam. Now let's just read this quote together again. Will there be sin on the earth during that time? No, there will not be sin on the earth. Satan is bound. And there will be people on earth in glorified bodies during that time? Yes, sir. We'll have our glorified body right here on earth, eating, drinking, building houses, living just like we do now for 1,000 years. It's the honeymoon of the bride and groom. But also in your honeymoon, the animals get a body change and a nature change. Isaiah 11:1. There shall come forth a rod of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. Now, what are we talking about? The millennium kingdom of Jesus Christ, when Jesus rules on the earth again. And shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his rings. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, And people in these human bodies will bring forth children. Not glorified bodies now. There's no sex glands in them. But the people that will be raised to make their choice in the millennium will bring forth children. And a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. He's got to have a body change. His stomach will not be able to digest straw. All the carnivorous animals, it's not just that they like meat necessarily. Their digestive tract is different than those who are herbivores. So they will have a body change. You imagine the resurrection in the millennium when God raises up the heathen that's never had the opportunity to hear. And out of the dust of the earth will come millions. Millions of people. Glory be to God. And out of the dust of the earth will come millions of lions, elephants, cheetahs, leopards. Everything will be killed before the atomic fire will annihilate everything. Before the millennium ever starts, everything will be killed. But the king will step out and he'll say, let the heathen rise. Millions will come up and populate the earth. Let there be elephants. Let there be birds. Here be that old mean crow. That old mean blue jay. But in the millennium,
blue jay got saved. He just flies around, whistles and sings. And that old crow, old Johnny Crow, old mean crow done this and that and the other. He won't be mean in the millennium.
And there ain't no devil here to make him mean. Friends, can you imagine what this earth would be today if the devil and every demon was bound up in hell? A lot of these people out here that are so stinking mean they can't even live with themselves, there'd be an instant change in them. Praise be to God. He will prove to Satan by the finalization of the millennium that he could do with his power in 1,000 years what the devil could not do in 6. You see, no matter how mean and wicked the devil is, he can never make God's people bow. Never. But Christ will make the devil's people bow. Notice in verse 7, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the suckling child. The suckling child, which is a nursing child, shall play on the hole of the asp, which is a poisonous snake. And the weaned child. So here we have a little baby, a small baby, which is still sucking. And then we've got another which is weaned. And it will play on the cockatrice den. It'll put its hand right on the cockatrice den. And the serpents will come out, but they won't bite. Ain't no devil in them. My brother, sister, you can bank your soul on what I'm fixing to read to you. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Do you understand what education will be in the millennium? Do you understand? Every school in the millennium will be a Bible school. There are no leftist professors. There are no liberals. Praise
Praise be to God. Don't you understand? This is part of who we are. This is part of what we will do in the millennium. Who better can teach about the King than his wife? For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. It won't be your spot and their spot and their spot. The entire earth will be blanketed with the knowledge of the Lord. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. There may be tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands that we will lead to the kingdom message. They were born unregenerate. They were born as a mortal with the ability to choose. But in the millennium, they will make their choice. Where did Adam make his choice? In God's millennium. Many of these Gentiles will come and say, I love this, don't you? Oh, I do. I love this. I want to be a part of this. I don't want this to ever stop. What is this? This is a probationary period. They can live 500 years, 700 years, 900 years, however long it is. They will live that time and they will make their choice. What do you want to do? I want to stay in this forever. Well, you can if you want to. That's the millennium version of whosoever will. Isaiah 65:25. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock. A dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. In case you're wondering whether this applies to the millennium, now if you're listening to Future Home, you'll find the proverb in this very verse and says this applies to the millennium. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. Ezekiel 34:25. I will make with them a covenant of peace and will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land. And they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. So if you go out one day and you're, 100,000 miles away from the house, whatever it is, you just want to rest a little bit. You just fold your arms and just take your nap. You're in bear territory. No worry, you may come, may be your pillar. Hosea 2:18, in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beast of the field. And with the fowls of heaven, with the creeping things of the ground, I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth and will make them to lie down safely. God isn't just saying this with us, but God is speaking to animate nature and say, don't you ever hurt another human being. And the lion will say, meow. He started to roar. Meow. Praise God. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. Notice the prophet, he says, in the millennium, the wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and shall lay down with the bullock. They will not hurt or destroy in the millennium. The devil will be gone. It's the devil that makes wild beasts tear and rip and eat. It's things like that, the way they do. It's Satan that does it. Don't you understand what makes a man or a woman, a human being, lower
than an animal. You take the Spirit of God off of a human being, they will behave in a way that an animal wouldn't even behave. Because they got a soul. Let me have a few more minutes, can I? The future home, you've heard the song. The bear will be gentle, the wolf will be tame. He'll not jump and rear up and try to kill you. He'll walk with you down the paths. What is it about us, friends, that we love parks? What's it about us that we go, you know, I've been to different parts of the world. No matter where you go, in different nations and different countries of the world, there's something about human beings that we love parks. You look at our park system in the United States and look at all the money that is put into our park system and the ideas of the men who founded it back in the 1800s and millions of people. I'm not just talking about hillbillies raised in Kentucky that like to get out in the sticks. I'm talking about people that live in Broadway. I'm talking about people who work and, you know, up in New York. What is it? It's the call. God never made you to live in a penthouse in Fifth Avenue. God was not the author of that. And if that's the answer, why do people want to get away from it and go where? To look at rocks. Oh, look at that tree. Oh, that tree is so beautiful. So you just decide, you and your wife, your children, which are not children, children, but your offspring. You want to just take a tour. You never got to go to Norway when you're sharing life. So you just think, let's go over to Norway. Oh, yeah, sure. We'll be back before lunch. Lord Jesus. You're going to walk them through it and all those fjords, as they call it. Those fjords with the beautiful waters. Oh, my goodness, look at that, look at that. They're all just walking along. Up comes our animals. They're just as tame, rubbing against you. Said, oh, my. Well, it's almost lunchtime. As I thought, pew, right back in Jerusalem, the capital. Well, I wish I could travel that way now. It made jet lag a lot easier. Children, this is not a dream. This is not some fictitious story made by some groping fanatics that are trying to look for an answer to the world's problems. These are the promises of Adonai himself. He'll walk with you down the paths. Who's going to inherit it? The redeemed. Romans 8:22, for they know the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we within ourselves, groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. The earth will be changed. The temperature will revert to the way it was to be intended in the very beginning. The perfect climate and growth environment, the productivity of the earth will explode. Psalm 67:3, let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Again, the millennium, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Isaiah 27:6, he shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. Isaiah 35:1, the wilderness and the solitary places shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. You imagine the desert singing? I wouldn't have thought the desert could carry the tune, would you? but it will sing. With what? Productivity of the blessing of God. And the glory of Lebanon shall be given unto the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Let me close. Verse 7. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. Oh, this reminds me of me. This is what I was before he found me. Parched ground. But now I've got a well inside me. In the habitation of dragons, for each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, in the millennium now, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and with everlasting joy upon their heads. And they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 55:12, for you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. Sort of like you. Instead of getting drunk on Saturday night only, now you can get drunk every day out of the week. And you trade brands. You don't drink Old Crow no more. Now you drink Flying Eagle. Amen. Now you drink that new wine. It don't give you a hangover. It gives you a lift up. Praise be to God. Oh yeah, at one time you brought forth thorns and thistle instead of, but God turned that instead of around. So now in smoking and acting and cussing and drinking like the world, you got fruit of love and joy and peace and kindness and temperance and godliness. I'm trying to close, but it's hard to close when you're broke into eternity. Let's stand together and we'll read Amos 9. Amos 9:13. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof, and they shall make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them under their land, and they shall no more be pulled up. You imagine? He said the days will come that the plowman will overtake or overcome the reaper. So they're out there pulling in the harvest, and they look behind them, and there's a guy plowing. He said, come on, guys, you're holding up progress. And they're saying, wait a minute, man, there's so much productivity and we can barely get it all in. Get it all in, brothers. Come on, here we go. They won't argue because there ain't no arguing there. Oh, and the earth, oh, if we could only see her. Oh, she'd be smiling from ear to ear. The earth can finally say, now I have reached my potential. This is what I was made to be. And so will you. Finally, when you get your glorified body and you start praising and worshiping, being in his presence, you'll think, finally, I have finally arrived. Brother Doug Baker from out in Tucson, whenever the eclipse happened back several months ago, you remember whenever it was, he was in Wyoming in a very ideal spot to take pictures.
And he got several on his camera, and he sent one yesterday, I think it was the day before yesterday, out to a minister's chat. And it was absolutely beautiful. It was the eclipse, and around it was the wedding ring. Any of y'all ever seen that?
Yeah.
It was just a little tiny sliver of light that was all around, and then right at the very side over here was a long sliver of light, like a ring. Praise God. God made a covenant with the earth, and he said, it'll come to a spot to where you'll no longer be called Hesabah, but your land will be called Beulah, which means married. She's dealt Satan's blows. She's dealt with Satan's vengeance. But the earth is waiting for that wedding band to slide on her finger as well. When she will enter into that covenant where the earth will have no more winners. No more thunderbolts of lightning. No hurricanes, no typhoons, tornadoes. No. The earth will have finally entered into that stage. We're not sure exactly how many times she's been through this cycle. We know that there's a place in eastern Canada where there's fossils that are there that's over 21,000 feet deep. 21,000 feet deep. They found a palm frond here just recently up in the Northlands, you know, under all these hundreds and hundreds of feet of ice. You've heard me tell it before. Brother Bobby Hayden, one of the brothers here in our church, and he's working at coal mines, he brought me a piece of slate. In that piece of slate is a perfect imprint of a fern. And yet he was hundreds of feet, however far it was, down in a coal seam. We were in South Africa several years ago, and they took us down into this gold mine. And then they get us down and they stop the train where you're in. And they tell everybody to look up. And you look up, and there on the ceiling of that coal mine, or gold mine rather, is the footprint of some sort of dinosaur. I mean, gigantic. He must have died laying on his back. You're hundreds and hundreds of feet beneath it. She tells the story of all she's been through. Can't you see why the New Jerusalem cannot sit down on her scars? Don't you see one of the reasons why you're wanting a new body? All your scars of humanity will be taken from you when you get changed. No more memory of lies being told on you. No more memory of abuse. No more memories of this and that. There ain't no way in the world he's going to take that body into the streets of gold. Praise God. But all scars will be removed when you receive your glorified body. In the millennium, the earth is not changed like this. But when the holy fire from God comes out of heaven, and the prophet said hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet, the crust of the earth will change. The scars will be eliminated.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Praise be to God. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, this makes me very, very sad today. I don't want to go out of these doors. I'd have to live another day here in Laodicea with sickness, disease, trouble, heartaches. We must be getting close, Lord. All the things that are around us that we see happening every day. Oh, Father, if there's one here this morning that's not ready, would you speak to their hearts? Oh Lord, truly we desire as the earth. We desire as Christians full productivity. We desire to be everything you want us to be. Lord, for many of us, our battle isn't going out and drinking and smoking and that sort of thing. That's not our battle. It's being so disappointed about ourselves. Seeing what we see and believing what we believe, and yet we seem to fall so short of the productivity of it in our lives. Then Satan will use it against us. Oh, you're not even one of them. Oh, it's not even you. You'll never do this or that or the other. But Lord, we know
One day when we get a new body, a new earth, praise God, full productivity, we'll be able to be returned. All the scars will be removed. All the memories of this and that and the other in life that we carry with us, it's embedded so deep in our conscience, it'll all be eradicated. Praise God. But Lord, we're so thankful that you promised us peace, not only in the millennium, but peace right now. Thank you for joy. Thank you for healing when we get sick. Thank you for deliverance, Lord, when the devil tries to come and afflict us. Your word tells us many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Amen. That does not pertain to the millennium. That pertains to Satan's Eden. Praise God. Lord, we want to live such a victorious life in this evil day that when we get up out of the bed of the morning, the devils in hell go to shaking in their boots. The prophet said we could live such a life before God that the devil don't know what to do with you. Amen. Grant it, I pray to us today, Father. We love you, Lord, with all of our hearts. May there not be a one of us missing at that great millennial day, Lord. We know our Lord is going to come again and take over. But Daniel also said the saints shall take the kingdom and possess it. No wonder. We'll be standing there in glorified bodies and the devil will still have his old puny body. Praise be to God. Oh my, I ain't no match for him right now in this old flesh body. But wait till I get my glorification.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus, with all of our hearts. Amen. Don't you love him, children? Oh, don't you want to go? Don't you want to go to that place? Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Sing something, Harry. Let's just worship the Lord a little bit together, can we? Remember, you're going to be the people that's going to live in and around where the Prince is. That temple which will be rebuilt, beginning with a vision of Ezekiel chapter 40, verses 1 and 2. And then the building of the temple starts in chapter 44 and goes down through 48. And it ends with these words, that the Lord will be in the city, or the Lord will be with his people. It is the last compound name of God. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is here. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is here. What are you going to be doing there? Worshiping, praising, adoring, obeying, loving. My recommendation to you is you start learning now how to do all those things. Since there ain't no kindergarten, you know, K through 2, and there ain't no millennium training in the primer, and there ain't no millennium training, you're getting your millennium training right now. Amen. Let's worship him a little, can we, before we go? I know you're probably hungry and you're ready to go, but oh, I'll tell you one thing to me. There ain't nothing that's any better than this food right here of the Word of God.
I am watching for the coming of that glad millennial day, when our blessed Lord will come and catch his waiting bride away.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my heart is filled with rapture. As I
watch and pray.
For our Lord is coming back to earth again.
Amen.
Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound a thousand years. Have no tempter then, after Jesus shall come back to earth again.
Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again.
Yes,
our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years and no tempt again. After Jesus shall come back.
The bear will be gentle. That old wolf will be tame. And the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, Lord, yes, for the beast of the wild shall be led by a little child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am. Everybody now. Somebody's hand as we sing it together. There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
Church today. Amen. I tell you what, if that don't make you want to go, that don't make you want to be a part of it, I would check up really, really, really good. It's worth fighting for, isn't it? Have you enjoyed it? Do you love it better than everything in the world? Give the Lord a good hand clap of praise. Amen. Service here Wednesday night. God bless you. Remember that. Let's just come back. We'll do it all over again. Let's sing this as we leave today. I am redeemed, bought with a price. Are you glad you're one of the redeemed? I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed my heart.